from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. Nearly 8,000 firefighters continue to battle the King Fire east of Sacramento. The blaze now stretches into Nevada and is over 40% contained. This massive fire is also ringing up a massive bill with an estimated current price tag around $53 million to fight since it began nearly 2 weeks ago. Cooling weather patterns are expected to reach the mountains in the next day or so, giving firefighters a much-needed boost. Drones may be coming to a movie set near you. The FAA is slated to announce today that 7 movie and television production companies will be granted permits to fly drones as long as they're used on closed sets and operated by trained teams. Until now, the only permit for commercial drone use is to an oil company. The FAA has been under pressure to relax its ban on commercial drone use and allow businesses to benefit from the technology. The Los Angeles City Council voted yesterday in favor of boosting the minimum wage for hotel workers to just over $15 an hour. That's despite opposition from business leaders who say the wage hike could lead to layoffs and higher room rates. Labor groups say the pay bump will help lift scores of hotel employees out of poverty. Councilman Mitch O'Farrell says both sides need to work together as the council turns its attention next to a possible citywide minimum wage hike.
Let us not demonize the business community. Let us move forward in a balanced approach where everyone is respectfully heard, everyone has a say in the matter.
Business groups have hinted they might file a lawsuit to block the wage ordinance because they say it unfairly targets one industry. The hotel minimum wage increase is set to take effect in July of next year for LA hotels with 300 rooms or more, and in 2016 for smaller hotels. A first-time study by the Department of the Interior finds that global warming will indeed have an impact on the future snowpack in the California mountains. KPCC's Washington correspondent Kitty Feldy reports.
By the end of this century, temperatures in California's Central Valley are predicted to rise 3 degrees. That may not sound like much, but it will hit the state's main water bank, the Sierras. Warmer temperatures will mean what should be snow will instead fall as rain and wash away. Deputy Interior Secretary Michael Connor.
We have relied historically on having that natural snowpack that would go into mid and late summer even.
Connor says there are two options for capturing that rain: create more reservoirs or store it as groundwater. And he says there's an additional challenge. Rising sea levels mean saltwater intrusion in California's main water source, the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington, D.C.
The number of black bear sightings in Kern County is off the charts this year. At least 6 bears have entered residential areas in Bakersfield over the past 2 weeks. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has responded to 10 to 20 times the number of bear calls from a year ago. When the calls come in, biologist Vicki Monroe gets on the road to check out the situation. We caught up with her after what she called a crazy day.
It is really unprecedented what we're seeing this particular bear season in comparison to any other bear season in this area of California. This season just doesn't even compare. I'm running into folks who are actually telling me that they've lived in their area 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and they've never had bear issues or even sightings like they're having this season. I mean, if you're talking about the sort of calls that our law enforcement division or our wardens get, they only had a single bear in Bakersfield within the last year or two prior to this season. I have one warden who he's only darted 6 bears in the 5 years he's worked for the department. 5 of the 6 have happened in the last, 2 months. So on my end, as far as calls go, as far as site visits, as far as technical assistance, we're talking, 10 to 20 times more than what we've been dealing with in the past.
And what do you attribute this increased number of sightings and actual bear wanderings to? What do you think it's about?
So there are many complex variables at work, and with the science and data we currently have, only time will tell. But it's pointing to limited resources, and it may be causing these bears, these larger animals, to have to wander further outside their normal range in search of food.
What do you think about the drought as a player in this?
You know, the drought may be causing some adverse impacts on wildlife, on larger species in particular, but only time will tell. With the science and data that we currently have, it's unconfirmed at this stage, but certainly limited resources may be playing a part.
And by limited resources, you're talking, I would imagine, you know, the food, the berries, the
food and water and just overall habitat. Yes.
How often do you end up intervening and actually either darting the bear or trying to directly be in contact with the bear?
So as far as coming into direct contact with the bear for darting and relocations, we're very lucky that we've only been having to take those additional steps just this past month as far as that sort of, escalation of intervention. When you're talking about bear sightings or bear reports in actual bear country where there's bear habitat that the bear can self-relocate, we try and take a more hands-off approach. But when you're talking about a situation where it's residential or urban, that's when the increased intervention has to occur.
If there's a bear in the neighborhood, what should people do?
So, you know, if someone sees a bear in their neighborhood, if they're in an area that is not urban or fully residential, and they know that they're already in bear country, we just ask that folks, stay away from wildlife. Don't go out of their way to go into contact. Above all, please do not provide food or water to these animals. They are wild. And just enjoy. Enjoy to the best of your abilities. If you have to do anything, maybe take a photo.
All right. Well, Vicki Monroe, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Vicki Monroe is a Kern County biologist with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. We have links to photos and videos of the bears on our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Thursday, September 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.